Hi, friends.
Hello, should I delete that, listeners?
We still have some tickets left for our live tour and we would absolutely love to see you there.
On Thursday, the 23rd of May, we will be performing in the London Islington Assembly Hall.
On Monday, the 27th of May, we will be in Salford.
On Tuesday, the 28th of May, we'll be in Glasgow.
Sunday, the 2nd of June, Birmingham.
Monday, the 3rd of June, Bristol.
And Tuesday, the 4th of June in Southampton.
You can get your tickets at aegpresents.co.uk or via the link in the show notes or our Instagram bios.
We really hope we see you there.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I was trying to do SMAR.
Trying to do what?
Trying to do SMAMR.
What?
SMAR. What are you saying?
You say?
Say MR. Oh my God.
Are you all right? ASMR.
ASMR.
That leads me on very nicely to today's episode.
Hi everyone, by the way.
Hello.
Sorry.
Hello, welcome back to Should I Delete That? I'm Clarkson, she's Alex Light, and I have something to say.
Hit me.
I think we could leave ASMR behind.
So do I.
The theme of this episode is trends to leave in 2023, or ones that we will not entertain that much in 2024.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have watched so many people take things out of boxes, but pause to...
Right.
Incredibly satisfying sound.
Right, right.
But for you, do you know what I mean? Not for...
Yeah.
Everybody else. But because I don't hate it in and of itself, this is a lovely noise. And sometimes when I'm watching a video and there's an ASMR, like an accent, like a little, I'm like, ooh, lovely detail. But when the whole thing's ASMR, I'm like, ooh.
See, I like the, I actually, my favourite ASMR ones are Pack an Order With Me. So it's like a small business that are, they're packing an order and they're doing little tissue paper and then putting a little leaflet in and putting a sticker on. And I like those sounds. What I don't like is people talking ASMR. That gives me the willies.
Okay. Maybe
when people are whispering into the microphone, I can't bear that.
Is it that girl that did, do you remember that video that went really, really viral recently? And it's like, Bentley. And then like... And then it was like, did you not see that?
No.
Oh my God, everyone took the piss out of it. But then it was like, yeah, Bentley. Anyway, so I saw a video yesterday and it was somebody unboxing an advent calendar.
Bloody hell.
And there are some satisfying sounds in it.
Yeah.
Like the candle coming out of a box or like moisturizer coming out of a fancy box. I'm like, oh, stunning. But if you have to try that hard for it, I feel maybe that's where the discomfort comes from.
I also don't like the soft jelly sounds. You know, like when rubbing moisturiser on our hands, like suddenly the silence is like deafening.
But maybe
to me
this
then.
Is just us. Maybe there's obviously a market for it because...
But apparently it's like with ASMR, you either feel it or you don't. It either gives you this sensation that like people say it's like a warm, like almost prickly sensation, but that it gives you some kind of satisfaction or you don't feel it. I just don't think I feel it.
I feel a bit uncomfortable about the idea of like admitting to feeling satisfied because I think like, I don't know. It's a bit like, it's a bit icky. I don't know. I'm like, ooh, like, I don't know. But I don't know if that works for me because there's some sounds I love, like this on a cardboard, like.
I like nail sounds. Nail ASMR, I love that. Nails.
Okay, so maybe we don't hate ASMR.
No, maybe not.
It's just we like it.
I hate eating ASMR.
Oh my God, so funny.
I hate that.
So one of my really good friends the other day, who doesn't listen to this podcast, so she's not that good a friend. It's one of my really good friends, was saying, she's like, I absolutely hate it when people make food on TikTok or Instagram. They make it and then they take the bite and they go,
Yeah.
And as she said it, all the times that I've ever made a roast potato flooded back to me. And I was like, oh my God, what else are you meant to do? I mean, you wouldn't because you don't cook. But...
I think I've talked about this before. I really hate that when people try food and go, And sometimes they do it before I know that they've tasted it. It's just like an instinct. I don't know.
It's polite.
I saw this fantastic video on... Oh, God, I sound like my mum.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
I saw a fantastic video on TikTok. And my mum's not
down.
Posh. She's very scouse. That's not the same. But I saw this video on TikTok and it was like this guy doing chefs tasting their own food. And it just got more and more ridiculous. At the end, he like tasted his food, then ripped his shoe off and threw it on the other side of the room.
So, that was a fantastic video. You're right.
Wasn't it? Yeah. Absolutely fantastic.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe ASMR can stay. I don't know. I think I shat on it unnecessarily.
I do remember going down a hole with ASMR and seeing there's this woman who like welcomes people into her home and like she's like, you're coming out of the cold and I'm gonna put a warm scarf around you and put you by the fire and things like that. And she was saying that a lot of people find genuine comfort in it, people who are lonely. And like a big part of her audience were people that were lonely and they felt this comfort from this woman.
Yeah. That's nice, also.
And she just like leave them by the fire for like an hour and just play on YouTube.
Leave who by the fire?
Like
the camera?
The camera.
Oh God, okay. Before we carry on with things that should be left behind, I gave myself the ick so
early. Oh my God,
earlier.
I loved it.
Wait, what are you saying?
Oh.
What did I do?
Oh, wait, what?
What did I do?
is this not what you put in stories?
Oh, what, my earring? Oh, no, what
No, you influencing in the mirror.
Oh, yeah, that was bad.
I thought that's what you meant.
No, that's really bad. Oh, God, I just give myself the ick all the time. No, this morning I was trying to influence and I was filming, like, my morning routine, you know, like everybody does. And I put my camera in the fridge. Because I wanted to, like, film myself, like, POV, like, getting my... simply about the fridge. I was like, oh, my morning routine. And then as I did it, I had to do it like three times to get the angle right. And I was like, oh, I hate
tragic.
There is nothing realistic about this.
I love those morning routines that people do. I love them. I like eat them up. But I can't get away from like...
They had to set it up. I know. Yeah. And I think way too much about them now whenever I see them. And it's like, oh, big stretch in bed. Like there's this girl I see on TikTok who's like got a newborn baby and she does like the realistic videos of
yes.
like the night, but she's got a fucking ring light on, so the baby's up at 3 a.m. I'm like, I think I know why the baby's up.
Baby's like blinded.
Yeah, baby's blind. They're like, I would love nothing more than to be asleep, but the studio lights are cooking me.
I know who you mean. I follow her too. Because videos fucking scare me though.
Well, no, I mean, I rate them because it's been my like reality, so it's like, well,
yeah.
It's been kind of comforting.
Yeah, you feel less alone.
I do, yeah. But then yeah. I'm also like, I imagine myself at that exact, I'm not normally watching them at 3 a.m. and it's very dark. And like, I think Alex would be like, what the fuck are you doing? But then maybe this is just the fact that we have all these opinions about things on the internet and we're like, oh, we like this bit, but we don't love this bit, but we like it and we kind of take comfort and we don't know and we get the... You know, maybe we should just not have any opinions about it.
I know. And those videos, I do find them really interesting. I've seen a few people do it now.
Yeah. I just, there's just something about knowing that you've had to set the
I know, that's the thing. I feel bad saying this, but like a lot of people, when they're crying on TikTok.
You had to set it up.
You had to set up the shot.
Yeah. I mean, I've cried on camera before and everyone's like, I don't understand how it can happen. And it's like, I actually really... do, obviously, like, because I have, but like, I think during my pregnancy was the one time that I cried a lot, and I did film a lot of it, not to share at the time, but I'm really grateful that I've got it, kind of, in a weird way,
yeah,
to look back on.
Yeah, and I've taken like photos of myself crying when I'm in like a really bad time, because I'm like, to prove to myself that this isn't going to last, I'm going to take a photo.
Also, I just look stunning when I cry. No, I'm kidding.
There's this one girl that I felt really bad for her because her video went so viral and it had like a million stitches because she had lost her pet snake, like RIP, God love you, but she'd lost her pet snake. Like he'd passed.
Dead.
He'd
well,
passed.
Fine, I'd rather that than like a snake's gone missing. Like,
yeah,
he
passed away and she filmed a video, like there was a video of herself like grieving and she was like kind of thrashing around on the floor and like crying. Very sad, but obviously she'd have to set the shot up and people just absolutely ripped into her, as you can imagine.
Yeah. Well, I actually, on this, I think if anybody wants to try and have some respect for influencers, not that anybody does want that, but it's only this morning as I put my camera in the fridge, I realised how fucking hard the aesthetic girlies have to work make that shot.
No, can't.
Like, I tried to film myself getting into the shower as part of this. You'll see all of this content. It'll be out by the time this is coming out, sadly. I tried to get into the shower. It was very confronting. I was just fully naked. Like, I tried to get in the shower, you know, like, as they do. Like, it's the shot from, like, turning the shower and then it steams up and then they twist their hair and they put it on top of their head and then they take their towel off and they get in the shower.
I know.
How do you do it without flashing your ass or just, like, making your...
I know.
Like, my bath, my I need a new shower door. I can't make my shower look that nice.
I could never be an aesthetic girly, ever.
But I... That content, like, you look at it and you think, oh, that's so easy. That's so effortless.
It's like, it looks simple.
Yeah, and you also think, oh, they don't do anything with their days. Wrong. Like, that must take
fucking
them.
Wrong.
It took me so long to prop up my own camera, and it's a shit shot. And they make good shots.
You will have seen the girl, she does What I Eat in a Day on TikTok.
Oh,
I'm sure you've seen
her.
She's gone very viral.
I don't
but
really
she's
watch those types of things.
No, so she's... But it's like a... It's not like a calorie one. I love them, like, because I just find her fascinating because she's like the ultimate aesthetic girly. Like, everything is down to like the pans that she uses, the way she cooks everything. Like, she puts her salmon in this, like, I can't even explain. It's just incredible.
It's just good.
And all of her veggies are in brown paper bags and they're all like wonky veg, and it's just all
she's just
quite amazing.
It.
She's absolutely nailing
it. I love that for her.
And then she just makes like a little ice cream cookie for dessert.
What?
She like she gets a bit of cookie dough out and like pops it
oh,
in
from where?
In a little baking tray with like this gorgeous brown baking paper. I mean, it's probably just normal baking paper, but it just looks so beautiful.
I want baking paper. How many baking paper?
Honestly, stunning. And on all the counters are just lovely.
Clean.
And she just and
she's got a candle lit.
Yeah. Yeah. And she eats out of like wooden bowls. And
you know what? That's just a ball to wash up. If you leave baked beans sitting in a wooden bowl, that's it. You can put the thing in, on the fire. It's got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not for me.
She does that thing with
so humbling
with
when
the
I
rice
try and be that.
And the salmon and the mayonnaise and the cucumber. And
I
then she puts a piece
is,
of seaweed in. And I just...
She's just
I don't know how people live like that.
No, I don't. But I'm really happy that they do. But actually, it's been quite good for me, I think, to see how hard it is. Because it's makes
so
you
hard.
Less... I don't know, it makes comparing myself less, like, prevalent, because sometimes you look and you think, oh, why can't I cook like that? Or why can't I? And when you realise how hard it is, you're like, ah, fuck it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to compare myself to her because she's in a different league.
See, but I always think that about your meals. I always think they look so good.
My food does look quite good, yeah. Green Chef, baby. Fucking love it.
Yeah.
You can't do it badly.
Even when it's not Green Chef, I don't know, you just like... I'll just put like beans in and this in and that in.
Oh yeah, I'm in my earth bowl era at the minute.
Yeah, I love earth bowls, but I just don't understand how people do them.
Well, you just air fry the kale, put an avocado in, cucumber, like literally couldn't be easier. Cut up a cucumber, cut up an avocado, boil some edamame beans for 2 minutes, Al. Just boiling water on top of edamame beans for 2 minutes. Air fry some kale, just a little bit of oil, a little bit of garlic.
Okay.
That's it. And then sometimes I air fry, soy sauce, maybe a bit of lemon. Sometimes I air fry some tofu, put some falafels in there. Mm. Oh, easy. Fucking stunning.
But have you just got all of that in your fridge? Or do you have to specifically be like, tonight I'm eating this bowl, so I need to get da-da-da-da-da?
No, that's like my normal, like my scrappy little lunch. That's just my little like,
But so you have that stuff in the fridge already?
Well, I always have my edamame beans in the freezer.
Okay.
Always good to keep edamame beans in the freezer.
Yeah.
And peas. Oh, so good. And then, I live right next to the co-op, so just I'll pop out, get some cucumber, some kale. Mm. Yummy. Avos for the win. And then I always keep tofu in the fridge because it's really good for lunches.
Yeah.
Just because you can air fry that in like 5 minutes.
Yeah. I just don't have, I don't know.
I know, I get it.
I don't have a very good mind for this stuff and I hate it. And I try really hard and I keep it up for a couple of weeks, but just find it really, 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 really hard.
Horses for courses, baby.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Right, so we're back onto trends that we want to leave in 2023.
Trends.
Or to keep going, I'm just going to ask you what it's going to discuss. What do you think?
Okay.
Bleach brows, where are you at?
I love them.
I adore them.
I love them.
I don't know who made this list. I think it's Emma who's doing our social media, and I think she's saying they've got to, but she doesn't seem like the type to say they've got to go. She seems like the type that would
she's
love them.
Well, cool.
Yeah, so I don't know what this list means anymore.
I think they're so cool. I'm not cool enough, but I love
you
them.
You are not.
Thank you.
What would you do if I showed up with bleached eyebrows?
See, you've got quite dark eyebrows.
Very dark eyebrows.
So that would be a shock.
I've got such a big forehead as well, it would go on forever.
Oh my God, will you do it? You should try it.
No.
Who? Oh, Fifi.
Fifi looks amazing.
Your
Fifi Newbury.
Photographer
Fifi. She looks unreal.
She looks so good.
Looks fantastic.
Safe Butler. I love them. I think they're so cool.
Yeah, other people have been making this list going, but Em Clarkson, it didn't work for her. sorry, who made this list? All versions of Crocs. This is a list entitled Trends That Need to Stay in 2023.
I agree.
Absolutely disagree. Claw clips. I've just discovered the claw clip.
I want to discover the claw clip.
I'm loving
Do I have enough hair for the claw clip?
Yes, I've been watching trends for...
Okay.
I think I might have too much for it. What a humble brag.
Oh, shut up.
Sorry.
Shut the fuck
anyway,
up.
Anyway, I just found it. I did it last
week. I think
I've
got too much hair.
I just don't know what to do with it because you don't want it spiking out the top because then you look like a jog... Like, then you just look like a teacher.
Oh, I feel so sorry for you.
Nothing wrong with the teacher, actually, being a teacher. Why do I not want to... I think it's because my old art teacher, she used to do it, like, swish, and then it would, like, flick, like, way too
pineapple.
Much out the top.
Mm.
Pineapple, exactly. Yeah. That's my fear. Tooth gems. I didn't even know they were back.
Oh, I did. I've seen a few.
We had one on the podcast.
We did, and I'm trying to think who it was.
Is it Ruby? She looked fantastic.
It was Ruby. Yes,
no,
yes,
they
yes.
don't have to stay.
They don't have to go.
They can come. No. Yeah.
Yeah,
welcome, welcome. Jeans under dresses.
They can go.
They can get into hell.
They can go straight away.
They can go. They can go.
They still horrify me.
I told you about my dream outfit as a child that I designed in my head and I would love nothing more than to see in real life.
No, go on.
Have I never told you about this?
I don't think so.
Oh my God, I used to dream about this every single night.
Oh God, I feel
and like
sick.
Pray that it would exist.
Oh, bless
it was like
you.
Pale pink chiffon in my dream.
Okay.
No, not chiffon, like kind of that kind of fabric that's like...
Carrie Bradshaw tutu skirt.
No. It looks... like silk, but it feels very cheap to touch.
Satin?
Nope.
Polyester?
Probably. Anyway, it was that fabric.
Yeah.
And it had silver sparkly stars on it.
Oh.
And it had thick straps, A-line, mini skirt.
Oh.
Here's the kicker. It came with matching trousers.
Oh my God.
I've never seen it. I just dreamt about this thing. I dreamt about it every single night.
Are you good at sketching?
Yeah.
Can you sketch that for us?
I will do, yeah.
For the Instagram?
I would love to.
I want to see it. I want to see it come to life.
I would love nothing more than a designer to see it and be like, I could make you this.
You can sketch it and Emma can put the colour in for us.
Perfect. Good idea. I honestly, I think about it all the time. I used to dream
it. Sounds really disgusting, but I'd have to see it.
Fucking horrifying.
Yeah.
If I imagine it on my adult body, I would simply have to walk myself into traffic. However... As a child.
What shoes did you envision this with?
Platforms.
Platforms.
Okay. You remember those ones that we had as kids? Big ones with like a big fat strap.
Yes. I know they've come back this year.
Yeah. I think I own a pair actually.
Oh, black
I've got
with
the shoes
your
ready.
Pale pink.
Yes, I like the clash. Oof. I was a budding fashion designer and I'm just disappointed
Clearly.
My parents never saw my potential.
You are wasted. My God.
Sorry. Also on this list.
Go on.
Oversized men's blazers. I think I own about four, so that can fuck. No, they're coming. I'm not getting rid of them.
I would love to own an oversized men's blazer, but it's never worked out for me. Blazers don't look good on me. And I think it's because my boobs are so big. I don't know why. Have you seen people with really big boobs wearing blazers?
Yeah, I think I have.
Have you?
But I know what you mean. Like, when we imagine like the full oversized, we don't imagine them on, on curvy people, we imagine them like twig people.
Yeah. Yeah. But then like Molly Campsey, she wears like
she
blazers.
She looks fantastic.
Doesn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just fucking love her.
She's an example of like the aesthetic girly.
Oh my God.
I want to be her. I want to be her.
Speaking of Molly's, Molly May, her photos are so aesthetic.
So aesthetic. But like, but Molly like, where are you going? Shares more of their real life, of her real life.
Yeah.
In the filming and stuff. And it's like, I haven't got a space in my house where I can film myself getting dressed where it looks good. I've got one bit and my ceiling light's there. But I haven't got any space anywhere else in my house. Where do these people...
Where?
And I actually think when you move into a house and you are an influencer, you need a house that literally has enough spare room in it that you 100%. Can film yourself getting dressed and stuff.
100%.
Because I just do not have the space.
We recently, Dave, because I was moaning about this to Dave, I was like, there's just nowhere for me to do anything, especially like we've got no light in our house. So he manoeuvred one room around. So we've got this like one piece of wall where I can do something. But to fucking get there, I have to. We spend like 50 minutes trying to set it all up and move everything around.
It's mad, isn't it?
You know.
See,
I just need to live.
We pray for the influencers. Yeah,
I need to live in an influencer-specific mansion.
Okay, teeny tiny purses.
Oh, I like. I think they're cute.
You would, wouldn't you?
I mean, I don't own one, but I like the look of them. They make me laugh.
baby core.
When people have their tiny little purses, little bags, and then they say like, "Oh, this is to carry all the fucks I give about what you just." I like that thing. Okay. Cute. Sorry, carry on.
Tiny thin sunglasses. I am so happy for anybody that can pull them off. It just could never be me.
Oh, like little cat eye ones.
Yeah, I've got a face like Mr. Tickle or any of the Mr. Men actually.
Who's Mr. Tickle?
Mr. Bump, Mr. Happy, any of them.
Wait, I've got Google. Mr.
Just big Tickle. And round. Or Miss, but Mrs. generally had square heads. So it doesn't work for me. Wish my arms were that long. Ballet pumps, they can stay. Don't you see that though?
No. Hate ballet pumps. Hate them.
I know.
Hate them.
I know.
And disgusting.
I know we shouldn't care about flattering, but the reason that I always liked having big shoes is because it makes your legs look whatever. Oh, look thinner. Fine. Sorry. Shoot me, okay? I live in a diet culture world. But when you wear ballet pumps, I always feel like I look like... You know, remember when Shrek turned into a human?
No.
Well, that's what I felt like. Like, or any of them. Like, all those, like, men, like, pixel knights. They always have ballet pumps on, and I just feel like that. And it just doesn't do anything for
me. They're gross. I don't know if you know, but I actually lived in Paris. And when I lived there, I lived with a friend. And she exclusively wore ballet pumps. And they fucking stunk.
Yeah, I can believe
and
that.
And that is my lasting memory of ballet pumps.
I wore them for years.
I would literally be like, can you just leave them outside of the flat? Because they're so That's disgusting.
Hilarious. I wore them for like 15 years. Oh, I love them. I wore them in my school uniform. You might as well be walking barefoot.
Literally, you're walking barefoot. Yeah, you're walking on the ground.
Yeah, I'm pretty. No wonder I got plantar fasciitis. Jeez. Okay, thick headbands. Fine by me. Not for me, but fine by me. Velour.
Oh.
Fine by me, not for me.
No, I haven't got anything for velour.
Tube girl effect.
But again, Ruby came in full velour.
Yeah,
she looked great.
In the juicy, yeah, looked great. Tube girl effect.
People aren't liking. Oh, okay. Oh, did you see the guy do it on the plane, the airplane?
Yeah, I died.
I bet that died wasn't his first take. Because that was like so bad. Like you can't just get off the next stop at the tube. No. Like he was on that flight.
Yeah. Good for him.
Good for him. Good but for like, him. Fuck, not me.
Mullets.
I didn't know they'd come back.
Mullets are bloody everywhere.
Are they?
Everywhere.
Oh, okay.
AirPod Maxes. We can't ask people to get rid of those. They're so expensive.
What's an AirPod Max?
I don't know, but it sounds expensive.
Just like a bigger version
of the... They're the big Apple headphones.
Oh.
I was actually thinking about getting a pair. So.
Fuck that.
The clean girl aesthetic. I mean, as we've talked about, good for them. Could never be us.
I like the clean girl aesthetic. Me too. I mean, again, it's not me.
The Skims nipple bra.
I've kind of avoided all of this because I just can't be arse reading, like, going into it.
It's not a joke.
It's not a joke, is it?
No.
But, like, so many opinion pieces have come out about it. I'm like, I'm not reading them. I refuse to read them.
Why?
Why have they come out?
No, why do you refuse to read them?
Because I'm like, I can't get into this. I can't waste my time reading a think piece about, an opinion piece about a bra. A nipple bra.
Okay.
But I believe you all. Whatever you're saying.
Do we love it? We're problematic.
It's,
who knows?
It's so controversial. And I'm like, well, it's just whatever. Let it be. I don't care. Whatever.
Hmm.
I don't know why it's triggered me, but there we go.
I know. I like that you don't even know why it's triggered you.
I don't know.
You have no information
just, like,
on it.
Fucking move on from the nipple bra.
Fair enough. Crochet everything. Fine by me.
Oh, that's Gen Z, that, isn't it? Crochet.
Yeah, no, they can do what they want.
Yeah.
Maxi skirts.
Oh, no, I love maxi skirts.
I love one.
Maxi skirts.
All this list is doing is it's like a shopping list. It's like all the things that I want. I want a tooth gem and an iPod, AirPod. I'm so old. I want a clean girl aesthetic and AirPod Maxes and maxi skirts and claw clips.
I like maxi skirts.
And bleached brows, but it could never be me. I like maxi skirts a lot. Yeah, I've just got one, skirts. So I'm going to keep that.
Yeah.
Sleek buns and gel back hair. I think I'm going to have a word with Emma. That feels a bit personal.
Oh my God, that feels really personal to you.
am I going to have to send her a message? Emma?
Oh my God, what a diss.
Say it to my face, babe. You don't put it in the Word doc and then send it over the Google Drive. You could have just said it.
No. Well, I'm loving the slick back bun on you.
Well, just as well, because I'm not going to start washing my hair anymore. I like it like this. This has changed my life.
How far does it get you?
Guess what day I'm on today? Hair wash day.
3? 7.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah.
Because it does not look greasy.
No, it doesn't. That's the thing. That's the magic of it. That's why I'm not leaving it.
Huh.
I know.
I want to do it.
It's so good. I can't do it, but also, like, having... It's a Sophia Richie thing. Like, she's made it cool. And I thank God every day that I had a baby in this era. If I had to do...
Yeah.
First of all, Arlo pulls my hair all the time, so I can't have it down anymore. She just pulls it all the time. And then she gets my hair wrapped around her fingers. Which is just bad, you know? It's just bad for a few reasons.
Yeah, you need to be careful of those earrings as well around her.
Why do you think I'm wearing them today?
Yeah.
I can't wear them
out on the train.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Tell me about it. That's why they're always in my coat pocket. I take them out before I get home.
Oh.
But I have... This hair enables me, like... an extra half an hour that I just wouldn't have otherwise. And if it wasn't this, it'd be on top of my head. And then I'd be being shat on by the Gen Zs for having the millennial bun that they're always so rude about.
What's the millennial bun?
The one by the other one I always have. I have two hair options. I have this or the one where it's all on top of my head.
Oh, is that the millennial bun?
Yeah, and they both get shat on. So what do they want from me? Emma, what do you want from me?
Jesus, let us live, guys. Yeah.
So you know what? I think we should disregard this list and we will take
done
everything that we want into the new year.
2024.
So I'll see you next year with my bleached brows and my Crocs and my claw clips and my jeans under my dresses and my tooth gems and the teeny tiny purses with the oversized men's blazer and the teeny tiny sunglasses and the Barbie core with the ballet pumps and the thick headbands and the velour and the tube girl effect, mullets and a moustache with the AirPod Max and a phone charm and a clean girl aesthetic with a Skims nipple bra and crochet everything and a maxi skirt and sleek buns and my hair gelled back.
Can I just one thing? Not all at once, please. Can we stagger it? Thanks.
No. Love you guys.
Bye.
See you on Monday. Thank you so much for listening. Should I Delete That? It's part of the Acast Creator Network.